dedicated by Becky and Avi Katz, the Nishmas Dovid, Ben Menachem Manish, to David Grossman, a beloved member, and Susan and Stephen Fine.
It's the four Shlema for Chana.
Oh.
The four Shlema for Chana, plus Rachel Lehman. One of the things that has been so important for our shul and community over these last few months has been the advocacy on behalf of the hostages. And I want to personally thank Rabbi Shai Shachter for really taking a lead position in this effort, where so many of the hostage families, when they come to America, come to him for guidance and to seek strength and guidance and support as they're going through these challenging times. This Monday evening, we'll have an opportunity to embrace another hostage family as part of the Yom HaAtzmaut program, which will take place at 7:45 p.m. The program is still being put together, but we have the participation already of two soldiers who served in the Milim, were wounded in Swords of Iron campaign in Gaza. We will also be hosting, this is Corinne Unger, who is a cousin of Omer Shemto, which was arranged at the hostage forum, and that will be this Monday evening, so please reserve that time. This morning, it's an opportunity for us to embrace Einav Danino, whose son Ori was at the Nova Festival. She took out her time to come to this morning to share with us about Ori, to create the awareness for his return, and that all of us should continue to do what we've been doing, davening, praying, writing letters, and doing everything that we can. Enough, you should just know we are doing really everything that we can to bring Ori home and all the Chatzufim home. And that's why all these people are here today, just to show you that they care. It's not just to listen, it's to advocate on his behalf in the halls of Congress and local government to do anything that we possibly can. We are not forgetting. We want to thank Jenny Felder and family, Yaakov and Janine Schwecki from Theo, who have been great advocates on behalf of Einav. And we just thank you, Einav, for taking the time to come to us so that we'll have an opportunity to hear from you and to be inspired to continue acting on Ori's behalf and on all the Chatzufim's behalf.
Thank you, Rabbi Axelrod, and thank you to all of you for being here. Of course, the greatest thanks, as Rabbi Axelrod mentioned, is to Einav, who has courageously come to Eretz Yisrael, not come to America not once, but this is a trip that she has made multiple times over the last couple of months. The reason she has done so is simply because she would like to try to advocate in a very different way than many others have been doing. Einav's entire message that you will hear today is advocating on behalf of us as religious Jews to do whatever we can to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's not asking for political advocacy, which is extremely important, and we've been very involved in that. She is asking that we try to do whatever we can to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every possible way that we are able to have Rachamei Shamayim on her son Ori. And to her, that would be the most powerful takeaway from this trip. I'm sure everyone here will be incredibly inspired. As you think about the name Einav, what obviously came to my mind was the pasuk that we say in Tehillim, Einei Hashem El Yireyav Lam Yachalim L'chazdo. The eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are toward those people who look forward to his mercy. And that is exactly what Einav is. That is what she represents. And we are so blessed that she is here. I want everyone here to know that Einav is actually taking time this afternoon to go with a large group later at about 4:30 to the Nova Exhibit Festival, the Nova Festival Exhibit, which is being held in Lower Manhattan on Wall Street. If anyone wants to join, I think tickets are $2, so it's pretty reasonable. And it's a very special opportunity for people to be able to see and feel a little bit of what transpired and what took place. It's a very special exhibit. And once again, we thank Einav for being here and for sharing of her story and her inspiration. I don't want to take any more of her time. I'm going to translate intermittently because she speaks only Hebrew. But I think most of it you'll probably understand, even if you don't understand Hebrew, because it's all yotzei min alev. It's all so heartfelt, and it's all so sincere, and it's something that resonates with all of us. So thank you all for being here.
So then I'll hold this. Hey, no. I'll hold this. You speak there.
Einav thanks everyone for coming. She hopes that the inspiration from today will be something that will help Ori and all the hostages hopefully come home soon. Ori and a friend of his went on October 7th to the Nova Festival. During the evening, two additional friends joined together with them, and they spent the evening together. As it came to the morning, they started to hear missiles and rockets that were coming, and they thought that was normal. To the south, there are rockets all the time, and they assumed this was just another episode. For reasons that she cannot explain and cannot speak about in public, but Ori got a call right away from someone that he must leave, and he has a job and a mission to do, and he has to leave immediately. Ori and his friend jumped in the car, they started to drive out, and anyone that they were able to take in the car jumped in. When they got to the end of the road safely, Ori realized that he had met a couple of friends that evening at the party, and happened to leave them behind. He decided that he was going to have to go back to get them. A friend of his called and asked him, "What are you doing? You're out safely. Don't go back into danger." But he said, "I can't live with the conscience that I'm going to leave these people behind." And he decided to turn around. What was surprising about this was he was going back to take these two people who he had met overnight who were not even his friends. They were the friends of his friend. And his own friend decided to stay behind in safety, didn't come back with him. So he went back alone to save the two friends of his own friend.
Always speak again.
Ori made it back in time to get them. He put them in the car, and they started to drive out. So, at some point, they were driving on this road again. Ori was shot. At that point, the car stopped. They took him out, and he was taken into captivity alone. And the other three in the car were taken as a group. Of those three people who were captured from his car that he went back to save, two of them had already come back in one of the hostage exchanges. Maya and Itai Regev were two of the people in the back of his car, and they are now back and recovering. They were saved because of him. Omer Shem Tov and Ori are still being held in captivity.
214 days that they don't know anything about them. They have no information at all. Nobody has seen Ari. None of the hostages were released, heard anything about him, or have seen him while they were there. I know one thing, that if the Borei Olam gave me this challenge, gave me this Nisayon, I have to thank him for it. This is an extremely overwhelming challenge, but if my loving father gave me this shikut, gave me this responsibility, I don't feel I'm in a position to say no to him. Until October 7th, they now felt that everything in life is normal. To send your kids to school is normal, to give them a kiss, to speak to them all the time, all of that was normal. Since October 7th, I've realized that nothing is normal. I don't know where my son is. I'm not able to talk to him. I cannot give him an embrace and a kiss. And I miss him. He now wakes up every morning and thanks Hashem for whatever reason he's given her this Nisayon, because she says she knows there's nothing bad that can possibly come to a child, and there's some reason why she's been given this tremendous test. Two months after Ori was taken captive, there was an opportunity to go see all of the cars from all of those individuals who had been at the festival. And other people said that Einav should not go, what she's going to go for, what she's going to see, but she insisted that she very much wanted to go to see it. They brought her to the section where all of the cars were gathered. She had three soldiers who were being on Delta, who were accompanying her. And when she got to that location, she said, I no longer have to go to Poland to understand what our people have endured. I just need to look at all of these cars to understand what everybody went through. She looked around and saw all these burned out cars, and she called out to Hashem and said, how can this be that people can be burnt alive with nothing left, no remnant of their bodies? How can this have happened? She continued to walk through this pile of cars, and then she noticed Ovi's car, and she saw that it was sprayed with bullets, the entire car. Her immediate response was, she began to say this Mordo Toda aloud, and the soldiers who were with her started screaming, how can you say such a thing when you're looking at your son's car?
Okay.
said, I have reason to be grateful because at least my son got out of this car instead of getting out of some of these other cars that are all burnt with no remnants of any individuals who are in them after death. I say thank you. In one of her trips to the States, she was brought to a restaurant. They wanted to make her happy. So she was at the restaurant and she had seen someone there and asked, can you light a candle that Obi should come back? It was her daughter's birthday, so they said, light a candle, it's your birthday. And she said, I can't light a candle. We can't celebrate. And she said, I can't make a request that Obi should come back when I light this candle. This was her 10-year-old daughter on her birthday. Her mother was begging her, just light the candle and make a wish, like many children do. And she said, I cannot make a wish that Obi should come home. That's not fair to the rest of the Jewish people. My only wish is that Mashiach should come, and everyone should be out of their suffering. A 10-year-old girl living through this experience. Einat said to herself, if a 10-year-old girl can feel this way and can really sincerely believe that everyone in the Jewish people has a right to be happy and should have the great blessing of greeting Mashiach, how am I not doing my part to inspire people to feel closer and to want the same thing? When Ori was born, he brought so much light into the family, and they wanted to name him something that made them think about the light that he brought into their lives. The 27th parak of Tehillim begins with the words, "Le David Hashem Ori v'Ishi," and that's what she was thinking about when they were considering what to name him. 25 years she's been reading this parak of Tehillim and never really appreciated or understood the words that she was reading. On the day that Ori was taken captive, she began to look at it and realize his entire life is mapped out in that parak of Tehillim. In that parak of Tehillim, it says that something's going to happen in Re'im, which is exactly where this festival happened. It also says there that it happened on Sukkot, which is also, you can all look it up later, parak Chav Zayin in Tehillim. It says that father and mother need their child. It also says that there will be Hamas that will come. And for that, for all of these references, she thanks the Ribbono Shel Olam every day as well. She said, if Ori would come back and ask her, are you happy that I made the decision to go back? I was safe. I got out. Are you happy that I made the decision? Was it the right thing to do? And she said, yes, I would have told him to do that, to go back and save other people. because she said she's certain that he is being mechazek other people who are there. He's strengthening them, and he is holding them in a position where they can live through this experience because of his strength. Well, he is always the kind of person who used to make connections between different friends. He has so many different friends from different segments of the society. They all love him, and he loves all of them, and he has friends who are, some who are religious, some who are not, some who are Ashkenazim, some who are Spartan, but they're all friendly with him. And Inam looks forward to the opportunity to once again reunite all of these friends together. Inam is asking that we do everything we can to remember at all times the plight of all the hostages, that we ask and we petition for Ribbono Shel Olam that he bring them all home as soon as possible. Now thanks everyone for being here to support her, and she wishes that everyone should have the opportunity to thank Hashem from happy things, and not to have to look at a negative situation and find something good in it to be grateful for. Thank you, everyone.
I'll make one comment here. Come on, sit down. One of the very powerful lines in Parak Chav Zayin in Tehillim, and I'm going to ask in a few moments if everyone could just go to the back and get a sitter. That would be extremely meaningful to Einav if we can just say it line by line together. But one of the sukkim there is Kaveh El Hashem Chazak V'yameitz Libecha V'kaveh El Hashem. That the Gemara explains it means that we call out to Hashem, and even if we see that we're not yet answered, we petition and we call out again, and we are relentless in our efforts to reach out to him about whatever it is that is troubling us. And that is something that Einav has been so instrumental in inspiring people to think about. That even if you feel that your tefillah has not yet been answered the way that you expected, Kaveh El Hashem, Chazak V'yameitz Libecha V'kaveh El Hashem, and once again, as she mentioned, that is something that is outlined in that parak of Tehillim. Another comment that she had mentioned the other day was, Ki avi v'imi ya'azvuni. Yes, the pasuk there in Tehillim writes that it is as if parents have left their child, but the end of the pasuk, which she emphasizes, is v'Hashem ya'asveni, that she firmly believes that Hashem will be the one that will gather Ori and all of his friends to come back and to have the opportunity to be back with their families, with their friends, and with all of Am Yisrael. And that is what we hope for, that is what we pray for. To Einav, there is nothing that can be more meaningful than for all of us to rededicate our efforts, our kavana, our sincerity in the tefillos that we offer. And Rabbi Axelrod put together last night a beautiful tehillim. Unfortunately, as we know, things are once again becoming more complicated than they have been in the last couple of days and weeks. But for all of us to realize that we do have an opportunity to rededicate our efforts and to think about the words of Tehillim that we say, and to realize that that is one of the important weapons that we all need to focus on as we try together as the Jewish people to fight this very, very difficult battle. It requires our involvement as well. We're going to say two prakim of Tehillim, or maybe a few. In particular, Einav would like us to say Parak Chav Zayin together. as well as Mizmor Lesoda together, and we should please have in mind not only Ori and all of his friends, but all of our beloved Chayalim as well, who are fighting, who are risking their lives to do what's best for the Jewish people and for the people of Israel. So thank you everyone for coming, and we're going to recite Tehillim. Yeah.